Everybody, welcome to our podcast today. I think we can all relate to the idea that from time to time, it's easy to become burned out. We get overcommitted and stressed and overwhelmed. And today we're going to talk about how do you overcome burnout, but not just overcome it, but how do you find joy again in that process and in the Lord and in your walk. I'm excited today because Hannah Kirkman is joining us. So I'm glad that you're with us today as we talk about how to overcome burnout and find joy again. Yeah, thanks for joining us today. We're excited to have Hannah Kirkman with us. Her and her husband and family are part of our church. So Hannah, why don't you do a little background for us? Talk about your family now, and then we'll deep dive a little bit into who you were growing up. So talk about you and your husband, your kids.
All righty. So I'm married to Kyle. Mm-hmm. Together we have four boys. They are Bowen's almost nine. We've got a seven-year-old. Five-year-old and three-year-old.
Yeah, so life, with the ages, great one.
Yes, yeah, life is wild with four boys.
I bet.
And as Kyle says, that's something you prayed for even back in high school.
I did. I grew up with sisters, two younger sisters, and so I know like what it's like to have a house full of girls. And I was like, I want boys. So in high school, I prayed for boys.
Wow.
Yeah. And so here
four
we
boys
are.
Later, here you are.
He answered my prayers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go back then. You mentioned siblings. Mm-hmm. What was life like for you growing up then? Talk about that home.
Yeah. So I have two younger sisters. Okay. It was, we grew up in a Christian home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my papa is a Baptist preacher still to this day.
Okay.
My dad's parents were missionaries in the Philippines.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So needless
to
say,
faith talk.
Yes.
Church.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. Awesome. And I guess parents still living both sides.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So they are. My mom, she is still here and she's a Midlothian. Am I allowed to say this? She's still here, local. And then my dad, actually, he lives overseas.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. So he's in the Philippines.
But you grew up local to here.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So I was local here, graduated here.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
So you found some popularity and traction out on Instagram with some DIY.
Yes.
Right? So talk about that, how that started, because that's been several years back, four or 5 years back.
Yep. Yeah. So probably 2017, 2018. I've always loved being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And so during nap time with...
Love it.
Yeah. whenever we had like our first and our second son, sons, I would do crafts and home projects. And that was like my nap time thing. And so I loved just creating. I started sharing it online and it kind of took a little while for it to take off.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of grew a following on social media DIY.
So I was going to say, are you like taking down walls and all that stuff or putting up?
I did not at first, but now then I did. I was building laundry room cabinets and tiling.
So, I mean, you said crafts. I'm envisioning construction paper, but that's not what we're talking
about
here.
Well, I did. I mean, a lot of it was like crafty type stuff at first. Okay. And I was like, we were newlyweds and I wanted my home to look a certain way.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And I was like, well, we can't pay for it to be done. So might as well do it myself. It. Yeah.
Nice. So that comes from a background in art, maybe? I mean...
Ish. Maybe. No, I was a dancer actually growing up competitively. And then I went to college because I wanted to own my own dance studio one day. That never happened. But
there you go.
Yeah. But my parents, they were very handy. And I learned a lot about building and home stuff
DIY-ing.
From then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So painting, rebuilding, crafting, all of that.
Yep.
And so that becomes pretty effective for you then on Instagram. You have a big following.
Yeah.
A lot of folks. And you're tearing down walls, building cabinets, and painting, flooring, all of that.
All of it.
That's yeah. awesome. Wow. And Kyle yeah. just like applauds you whenever you come back. Over yeah. to, like, yeah, like no. joining
well,
you. And
yeah.
all
my probably my biggest project was all of our laundry room cabinets we built from scratch. So Kyle mm. taught me how to do the first one.
Okay.
And then I did two more kind of that by myself. Awesome. Yeah. Wow. With okay. a baby on my back. There's video on Instagram. I've got a baby on my back as I'm putting cabinets together.
Right. So you're operating awesome. Power tools yeah. and all that kind of stuff.
That's yeah.
Awesome. Nice. Okay.
That's yeah. so cool.
That's good. And you're doing that again while you have children.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah. with the goal of being like, hey, moms, guess what? You can do this as well.
Exactly. Yeah. It was kind of like you can still have something that's your own yeah. outside yeah. of motherhood, yeah. right?
Sure. Because you were a stay-at-home mom at the time. Uh-huh. And so you were like, let's do this thing.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my gosh, who am I now?
Yeah.
Like, mm. I
yeah.
need something for me.
Yeah. Because yeah. again, sure. you're like, how old whenever you and Kyle get married?
Oh gosh. Which 20, I was 23.
There you go. Okay.
23.
And then like you've said, you had kids like shortly after.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very, so, very shortly after.
And so
yeah.
again, it's like you go from totally new identity. And now
yes.
it's like,
yeah.
Like you're saying.
Our first baby was born before our 1 year anniversary. So okay. yeah. Wow. It all was, right. yeah.
Okay.
So. That's awesome.
So now that all goes well. Mm-hmm. Kids are growing, yeah. having kids, and you reach a place where it's not so great anymore.
Yeah.
Talk about that for just yeah. a moment.
So the thing with DIY and mm-hmm. then having a following, so I grew mm-hmm. from nothing to about 50,000 followers.
Wow.
And really the goal ends up kind of working with brands mm-hmm. and you're constantly creating mm-hmm. content and you want to grow. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. just this, I'm going to say kind of like this toxic mm-hmm. path.
Yeah.
And I got so focused on always wanting to do the next thing. Mm-hmm. And then projects became even more difficult, mm-hmm. right? Like
yeah.
I wanted to keep up with other DIY accounts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you're like, oh, you added on a room outlet on three rooms.
Exactly. yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Or mm-hmm. like I would work with brands for say wallpaper, mm-hmm. right? And so they would gift me wallpaper.
Wow.
But then I can't just, because I'm firstborn type A perfectionist, I can't just put wallpaper on the wall, yeah. right? I need to do a wall treatment underneath it, wow. but I don't want to put it on texture. So I'm going to skim coat it and then put wood on top of it yeah. to do like board and batten. And then wow. I'll put the wallpaper on top.
That's awesome.
Right. So I would take projects like that could have been like, just, yeah. just put some wallpaper, you yeah. know, send some content uh-huh. to a brand and be done. But
wow.
So that
wow.
was kind of the way that I was yeah. going. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I got so burnt out because mm. I was constantly doing, mm. neglecting my kids. Right. Mm. One of them was in elementary school. The others okay. were at Mother's Day Out. So I would mm. work while they were at school and then they would get home, but I couldn't stop myself from mm. like, couldn't come up with a stopping place. Right. right? Yeah. So here's a snack and,
yeah. and let me just go paint this
and
real quick.
Here's a TV yeah. Yeah. show.
Watch this,
uh-huh. you know, mm-hmm. and mommy sure. would go work and then yeah. Kyle would come home and he's like, the house, like
yeah.
what's going on? There's like
wow.
crackers all over the floor, you yeah, know, like sure. nothing's been done, but I could not stop myself. And so mm. I did that for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it was a point where I was like totally burnt out.
Wow.
I was yelling at my kids all the time. Mm. I was irritated because just let me record this without you getting in my shot, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
And so it can be hard to understand if you're not in that like yeah. creating space, but sure. these are just realities yeah. of things that you see from creators online, exactly. right? Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes.
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm sure that's impacting marriage as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yes.
And kids.
Yeah. And kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah. And so that all goes down a path that's mm-hmm. not good for
no.
you. Right.
No. Yeah.
So where does that lead?
Completely burnt out
wow.
and overwhelmed.
Mm. Like emotional breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. yeah. I was constantly irritated almost mm. by every little thing.
Mm.
Whether that was with my kids mm-hmm. or Kyle yep. or I don't know, anyone at the store, like every little people driving down the highway. Yeah. I'm like, why are you doing that? Explosive. And just angry. Right. And I, these things would happen. I would act a certain way, be angry. I'd be rough with my kids. I would ignore them or like, mommy can't talk right now. I can just, I was emotionally spent, right? I had nothing left to give. And there, after all of this would happen, I would feel so much regret. And I remember telling Kyle, like, I don't like being like this, but I don't know how to stop it either. You know? And there was times where I laid on the bathroom floor, because I was just, so done. Ashamed. I was ashamed and I was done. And I was done. And I will never forget telling Kyle, I don't want to die, but I cannot keep living like this. I can't do it.
So it's this mixture of pressure to perform mixed with guilt and shame. And it's just, it's too much to carry. Like you're saying, no one can carry that ultimately. Wow. So what happens on the bathroom floor? I mean, how do you get past that moment?
So really, I contemplated what would it look like, you know, if I wasn't here.
Right.
And I knew in that moment that that was the enemy. And that he was feeding me these lies. What if, right? You wouldn't have to deal with what you're dealing with anymore. What would it look like for your family?
Right.
And I just knew that was from the enemy. And so I'll never forget grabbing my phone and playing worship music because I did not know what to do in that moment. And I just laid it by my head. And I just laid there and I cried and just let these words pour over me. Until I was able to just get up off the bathroom floor. And there was something so comforting. It sounds so weird. Something so comforting about the cold, hard floor on my body. And it just calmed me. And the Kyle asked, do you want to get up and go lay in bed instead? And I was like, I'm fine here on the floor. I don't know why, but it's like calming my nervous system. It was doing something.
So obviously growing up in a faith-filled home gave you at least the recognition there is a God who loves me, who created me. I can't figure all this out right now, but I know he is what I need. And that voice that wants to tell me to end it, that's not him. So that's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. And let's be real. During this time, I was not pursuing the Lord. Like, yes, I grew up in a Christian home. I became a believer when I was nine. Like, but I was, we, as a family, we weren't pursuing the Lord. We were putting all of these other things first, or we wake up on Sunday morning and we're like, we're too tired or whatever. And so it was like little things. Like, we always listen to worship music, right? But I wasn't spending time with the Lord. We weren't really active in church. This was kind of during the whole pandemic thing too. And so that played an effect.
They're all closed this. Anyway. So
And then and it was like, okay.
Well, I'm sure most moms, if not every mom, can identify some of those feelings. Of just, I'm done. I don't know what to do. I'm at the end of myself. And so that's heartbreaking to hear. But I'm so grateful that those things that you learned as a child at least were there for you in that moment. You knew God is my source that I need to turn to. And that voice is a lie. So what happened next? You got up off the floor.
I got up off the floor. And I think the Lord so clearly spoke to me in that moment. You got to let some things go. Like, you have so much piling up that is causing you to feel this way, and you got to start letting some things go. And so I ended up, even though it was my passion, I love creating. I love doing DIY. I love for our home to look a certain way, but it was so toxic. And that was something I I didn't need to be creating, right? I didn't need to be posting on social media. So I kind of took a step back and it was like, just simplify things.
You know, and was that hard or what? Because I'm sure, I mean, it's like for the past, you know, 3 years, I guess at that point or something like that, that's your daily. That's like, this is what I do. This is like, in a sense, like a big part of your identity and all that stuff. And
yeah. It was a transition. It was a little different, right? Mm-hmm. Because I had more time.
Yeah.
And it's like, but what do you do with this time now?
Exactly.
And I still, I don't know. I missed it, but at the same time,
probably a little bit freeing.
It was freeing.
Yeah. Cause you got, like you said, 50,000 people out there who are in your mind,
like, I'm keeping up with,
expecting you to be posting something.
Yes. And it's like, if I'm not posting, is my account going to like,
vanish in a sense? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
50,000 people going to unfollow me.
But you sensed, and what you heard from God was, I need to step back.
Yes.
You did.
Yeah. And I told Kyle during all of this, I was so convicted about how fast my kids were growing up and that I felt like I missed an entire season with them. I look back and I'm like, I don't remember you when you were four. Like I could go back and look at pictures and be like, oh
that's him. Yeah.
But I just, and I was very convicted about, hey, did you really like enjoy that time? Were you really involved or intentional? And I wasn't.
You were busy.
I was busy.
And getting a lot done.
They were there. But mommy wasn't mentally there.
So you take this time off then and you begin to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Turn to family.
Yep.
Turn to Kyle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And
what does that look like during that time?
Trying to think timeline. About June of 2022, I'd already taken some time off from Instagram. And this is about the time that the Lord was like, hey, your kids are growing real fast.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be more intentional. And we decided, hey, we've got to get back in church. Because we had years, probably a year or two before, had been going to church consistently.
Okay.
Then we kind of did not.
Didn't, right.
And we came to Vertical.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So we came to Vertical. Actually, Truett, that was your, you did a sermon and it was a recap on youth camp.
Yeah.
And so you'll have to remind me again, the front, the shirt said,
it said the days are short.
The days are short. And then the back said, it all changes now.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, I left and I was like crying and I was like, the days are short. My kids are growing up fast, you know? And like, it all changes now. And it's like, okay, like what's life going to look like through all of these changes? And it's funny. I don't think I've ever told you this. We left that sermon or that Sunday. And Kyle that week said, would you ever consider selling it all, buying a camper, and traveling as a family?
Wow.
And I said, no, because then I would have to homeschool our children. And it's funny because we homeschool now.
Yeah. Wow. One step away from Kyle's dream. Sell it all, get the camper.
And so a few weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later, the Lord, I think, was just like, you said that, but... Yeah. But here's really where
I'm store for you.
Yeah. Wow. And so I never thought we would homeschool.
That's awesome.
But it's been sweet because it's been something that has forced us, forced me to slow down. Like there is no way I could do DIY, create content around all of these projects and homeschool my kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Mm. So awesome.
So you reach this place of stress and burnout, and now you're turning to the Lord and you're seeking Him. Were there some things that you look back and think, okay, I see some other things that were maybe leading up to that kind of set the scene for what was happening in my heart. Maybe some things I had believed or thought that needed to change as well. I know that's a pretty deep question.
Let me think. I'm like, how deep do we want to go? So probably. Y'all ready to get real deep?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's get real deep. So growing up, we'd already talked about, came from a Christian home. And so I had these certain, as a child, ideas of, or thoughts about my parents, right? Mm-hmm. And then as we got older, high school, college, right? Mm-hmm. There was some marital problems between my parents, and a lot of just fights and anger lashing out, to the point that it just caused a lot of problems. And that went on for a while. And like, how much do I want to go into this?
Nonetheless, I'm sure in that it changed the way in which you perceive your parents and then affects the way that you would then relate to your husband. And,
I saw a lot of lashing out, right? And I think that I carried a lot of that with me, right? Because I saw how my parents reacted to each other. I saw all of these things. And this was, I didn't see this really as a child. I feel like it came out whenever I was older. And so I just hung on to those things. Right. And so it was just,
That was hard. I know that had to be hard seeing that.
Yes.
It's hard on every child, but firstborn.
And then that wasn't what I knew or remembered probably as a child.
Right.
And so seeing it as an adult, I was like, okay. But and then, I mean, we want to keep going. There's, I think I have a huge seed of resentment. And I think that really affects just irritability and anger. My walk with the Lord, right? Lord, why are you allowing these things to happen? You know?
Because it's taken up emotional real estate in your heart. And it's hard. And there's no answers for it. And it's painful. And it makes you, like you say, you start questioning God and all that. So you're taking a step back.
Well, and I think a lot of that, again, those are the things. It's not like your burnout only comes from just like, oh, I was just doing too much DIY.
Because,
you know, it was not that. But I think for all of the moms who, and dads in that matter, you know, who are dealing with some sort of a burnout, it comes from that, like you're saying, emotional real estate that's being taken up by other things to where there's not room to process the today and the like interaction with your kids today, because I'm so hung up on what has happened and I'm still hurt and I don't know how really to process this. And I don't want to process. I don't want to think about it. And, you know, that pain and that wound like just goes unhealed. And it just impacts literally every area of your life to a point where you're like, how can I even go on any further?
You know? Well, and we kind of talked about it earlier when you were asking about my family, right? So here we've been saying, hey, Hannah grew up in a Christian home, but she said her mom is still local and her dad is overseas. Right. And so long story short, my dad chose ministry over his marriage. And his family. And I don't agree with it. And I have called it out. And it has caused me to not have a relationship with my dad. And
that's
so
hard.
And so it can be like, Lord, I know, and I know that, how do I say this? I don't believe that what my dad is doing is right. Right? And so it's like, why are you allowing this to happen? And so basically the last 4 years, this has been our reality of, I never thought I would come from a broken home. And now as an adult. And so it's a lot to carry. And so that plus the DIY, right? Plus seeing, anger and lashing out as an adult and then health problems, like all of these things compounded.
And it just seems like your whole entire life is just like,
Yes.
Where you may have felt again as like, all right, I'm stable, I'm on top of things. And that's everyone wants yes. to have that reality. But whenever you look around and you're like, okay, hold on, wait a second. Yeah. Maybe reality is not what I think it right. is, you know. Like,
and I'm very good at, I think a lot of us are, right?
yeah.
From the outside,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It looks like, oh.
Yeah.
Especially on social media.
Say,
right?
50,000 followers of DIY projects.
Right. You know? And I share a lot on social media. Like mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to say, hey, I struggled with anger or whatever.
Right.
Or hey, I had a rough day with my kids. Mm-hmm. But overall, you go look at my social media and it's like, oh, what a perfect yeah. family, right?
Kirkman family, they ain't never sinned in the yeah. last 12 years.
Yeah. And it's yeah. like, man, I think we all can understand and relate yeah. that what you see on the outside,
yeah.
we all have stuff going on mm-hmm. below the surface, yeah. Yeah, right?
Exactly. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Exactly. So I appreciate your vulnerability here
yeah.
to see beyond the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But during this time, God's doing something in your life, right? Some things are happening.
Yeah.
Because those hurts are real.
Yeah.
The disappointments, some shame, guilt along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But God begins to meet you there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And during that year, some things happen in Kyle's life that we've
yes.
heard at Vertical, but
yeah.
some things happen in your life as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So you take this time off. What's happening during this time for you?
For me, I realize that I do not have to continue living a life burnt out and overwhelmed,
wow.
right? God did so not good. Design me to be angry, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
These are not the desires he has for me.
Correct.
Right? And...
Or to carry shame,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I tell a lot of these women that I'm talking to online, like, you're not an angry mom. You are dealing with something, right? That is causing you to be angry, right?
Wow. Yeah.
But to stop wearing those labels,
yes. yeah,
you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
Yes.
Again, because as soon as you put, I'm an angry mom as my identity, it's like, well,
that's who I am.
This is just who I am.
Yep.
And therefore I'm justified in my actions. Slash
yes.
I won't change.
You yes.
know? And it's yeah. like, well, tough luck for my kids.
Yes. Mm. Sorry, you just got an angry mom. You know?
That's tough. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so I just knew that wasn't what the Lord had mm-hmm. for me. And so I kind of started, I knew I had, spiritual aspect I needed to work on, right?
Yeah.
Pursuing the Lord, understanding yep. who he says I am.
Yep.
Obviously still dealing with relationship things, and those are mm-hmm. ongoing. They are not resolved by any means. And so that's a process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Health was a huge one. Mm-hmm. I started digging into my health, found out I had autoimmune issues. I have Hashimoto's, also realizing that you're not supposed to have autoimmune issues.
Yeah, right.
Like your body's not supposed to fight itself. And so I kind of started on this path of what does it look like to heal all aspects,
yes.
right?
Good.
Spiritually and in my body.
Yeah.
So good.
And I'm sure you've walked through some of this belief of, okay, I don't have to be an angry mom, or I'm not an angry mom. Also, I am not a broken mom.
Mm. Yeah.
And just because some things happened in my family
right.
doesn't mean that's who I am
yeah.
either. Because
yeah.
that's an easy label to pick up as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I come from dysfunction, therefore I am dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm sure it's been a journey through that as well.
Yeah.
Learning to identify with the right labels.
Right.
As a daughter, as a mother, mm-hmm. as a wife.
Yes.
And a child of God, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you went through... a year or what mm-hmm. of no Instagram posts?
So
what is that like?
I should probably go back and like look at my timestamps.
Yeah.
But it was about a year that I wasn't posting DIY content. Let's
okay.
say that.
Okay.
Every once in a while I would post like my kids and I at the park mm-hmm. or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
I was still posting on stories. I wasn't
sure.
producing yeah. content.
Were you
okay.
still
if that
doing
makes sense.
Things at the house though like that? Or?
No, not really.
Wow.
Okay.
No.
No closet
really,
transformations or anything like that?
No.
No.
Not
there
really. I
yeah.
really haven't. It's wild.
Yeah.
We haven't really done any big projects.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, but then out of that comes something new.
Yeah.
And what does that look like for
you? So I love creating content, right? Like
connecting with people and being creative. Yeah.
Yes. And so it's like, okay, Lord, I would love to dive back in somehow, but I know it can't be DIY, you know? And so it's like, what if I just share life?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it was, we kind of just like tiptoed our way into it. And it was like, okay, what's cool about, so now I share motherhood content, right?
Oh, okay.
And what's neat about it is I can just record random clips, right? My kids and I homeschooling or me doing the dishes or whatever and share it. And it really doesn't take up too much extra time because it's not ripping everything out, you know, tiling, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
And
replacing a countertop or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. And so I started as just sharing little snippets of motherhood. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, why don't I share a little bit about my story? Mm-hmm. And so I would like throw a reel out there that was about burnout or being angry or whatever. Wow.
Yeah.
And it took off.
Interesting.
Took off. Wow. And the comments I would receive of, oh my gosh, you just described me. Yeah. Or,
wow,
man, I struggle with anger. Like, how do I not be an angry mom? Yeah. You know? And so that's was like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's run with
vein
this.
Of people. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's so awesome.
Yeah. And it's so, so, so different than doing DIY. Different in the conversations that you have, right? Yeah, there really aren't that many conversations that you have really DIY. With DIY.
Love it.
Or like, it just wasn't. So it's totally different. And I get to connect with lots more moms.
Wow.
I get messages all the time.
Yeah. Interesting.
And it's been really cool.
Yeah. And I'm sure also in this one though, DIY, you probably don't get a lot of like hate comments or anything like that.
Not really.
I'm sure with the motherhood stuff, it's a lot more divisive because
with
saying this is how you relate to your kids or whatever it may be, something that sounds more definitive and someone says, that's not how I do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
that's tough.
I call it my block and delete era.
Love
like
it.
I used to reply.
Try to be super nice.
I mean, yes, I do.
As in like keep them around.
Yes, I have to be professional. Yeah. I have to, I'm not going to be ugly about things.
Yeah.
But if you're going to call me out, I want to make sure that I was always wanting to justify.
Right.
But I get comments a lot whenever I talk about burnout. You're the one that chose to have four kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
You know? And so there are lots of comments that I get, but
So it sounds like then you're finding there's influence and impact by talking about the very real areas of your life, the areas that have been painful for you and where God has met you and what's happening out of that.
Yeah. Yes. I tell Kyle all the time, God has given me a little ministry on my little slice of the internet, know.
It's more than little.
Yes.
It is.
In the big scheme of things.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yes. But,
and it's not out of being perfect.
No.
I was going to say, that's the awesome thing. It's not like you're like, look, you can just live a perfect life just like this. And people are just like, you know, but.
With my account, I want it to be real and I want it to be relatable. Yeah. I don't want to seem like, cause I'd already done that with the DIY thing. Like everyone's like, oh, Hannah's life must be perfect. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like that. Yeah. Right. Mm. I want to share real things that moms are struggling with because when you're scrolling social media, you already get into the comparison trap. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, if someone scrolls and comes across my stuff, I want them to be like, man, someone
seen.
Gets it.
Yeah,
I feel seen.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
So good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, I mean, you are the DIY. It's what God's doing in you.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Process, instead of your house.
He's fixing me up.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Awesome. So good.
So what does your content look like now then? It's not videos of laundry rooms.
No.
It's, what is it? What's available now?
Yeah.
That God has birthed out of you.
Yeah. So I'm creating all this content and it's like, okay, I'm getting an influx of messages and I love it. I love knowing, right, that what I'm creating is resonating with moms.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, because I'm sharing really deep things, moms are coming and telling me very deep
things. They're meeting you at that deep level.
Yeah.
And I cannot reply to hundreds of messages every day. Mm-hmm. Yep. Not that I don't want to. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's beyond my capacity.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what can I do to kind of give moms a starting point, right? If they're feeling burned out, what is the starting point? So I created a guide called From Burned Out to Fired Up.
Okay.
And it's a starting place, right? Mm-hmm. We all, if you're dealing with burnout, there's so many different aspects, right?
True. Again, like we were saying, it's like burnout is almost like the symptom, you know? And it's like, here's how we can help this or start this. But like, there's a whole lot more still, like you're saying. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so in the guide, anger is a big one in there, right? Mm-hmm. And then I even go into mom rage, right?
Okay.
And because I think so many moms struggle with that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's talking about, you've got to figure out what are your triggers, right? Mm-hmm. So when your kids disobey, right? Is it the chaos in your home, like the state of your home? Figure out. And so there's like a worksheet that you can print out, like figure out what your triggers are. Same with stress.
Wow.
What types of things stress you out? Because if you cannot pinpoint certain things, you're not going to be able to work through certain things.
And the thing is, the mom guilt is the very thing that keeps a lot of moms from ever talking about that stuff to other moms.
Yes.
Because you don't want to admit you don't have it together.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But until someone does say it, then all of a sudden there's a flood of, you get it, you understand.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anger, being overwhelmed, dealing with stress, mom guilt.
Mom guilt, establishing boundaries is a chapter in there.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's obviously different boundaries for different things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's not putting too much on my plate. Like it's okay to say no to certain things, right? Because I just need to simplify. I need to stop like doing all of the things. Yeah. And so it's like talking about boundaries to protect
your capacity.
Yeah. Right?
Because again, like just saying yes to everything and trying to accomplish all the things, you're just going to be overwhelmed in 2 seconds and then be like, oh, I'm going to let this person down. And then it's that whole cycle again.
Yeah. Wow. There's, trying to think of what else I have in it. Igniting order in your home is one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
So if your home is chaotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most likely your life is going to be chaotic, you know?
Yeah.
Same with like clutter, things like that. So seeing a whole bunch of clutter out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can often cause clutter in your mind. Like your mind cannot rest.
Yeah.
So we talk about that. We talk about health a lot. There's a spiritual aspect to it as well.
Absolutely. That's so good.
And you're finding that this is helpful for moms.
Yeah.
And finding a good response.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's Kyle say about all of this?
It's
a new Hannah in the house, right?
I know. Yeah. Well, and let's be real here. I still struggle, right?
Sure.
This is not something that's like, oh, well, Hannah struggled with this and now her life is perfect.
She was burnt out that one time on the bathroom floor and ever since then.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, it's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. I still have my moments of struggle. Breaking habits, right? Like we were talking about those triggers, right? And how I would react, whether yelling or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard to break habits, right?
Yeah.
But the difference is surrendering to the Lord. There have been many times where I have been at my limit and before I would just explode, right?
Yeah.
And now I have like a little bit of a little explosion and then I'm like, okay, this is not how it's supposed to be.
Right.
And I go back to my bathroom floor because that is my safe spot.
Wow.
Yeah. And I will knees to ground, pray out, Lord, like, I don't know what to do. Like this child is driving me nuts. You know, I don't know how to parent him.
Yeah.
Like I've tried, we fail. You're going to have to show me how to do this because everything that we've been doing is not working. Mm-hmm. You know, give me patience. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like this.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So back to the Kyle question.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. No, I'm sure he, he's loving the new Hannah, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the difference in the home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot more intentional, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Not just going through the motions of life or DIY projects or yeah. me yeah. not taking care of the home yeah. or mm-hmm. just the chaos, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there has to be some level of result you're seeing with your kids as well. Again, not that all of a sudden they all, you know, became angelic and yeah. perfect in obedience,
yeah.
but
yeah.
there has but to be a difference that, there as well.
Yes, yeah. yeah. And I think it's opened up the door for me to be more honest with my kids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I can now go to them and I'll say, hey, oh, hey, let me go back. If my kids are really struggling mm-hmm. and they are unable to control their emotions, mm. right? That happens a lot. Like sure. they're learning how to regulate exactly. their emotions, yeah. right? Yep. Yep. And the problem was, Mommy did not know how to regulate her own emotions, so uh-huh. I can't help you figure out how to regulate yours.
yeah. Yeah.
And so now it's, I'm able to explain to my kids in a way that they understand, hey, like sometimes as an adult, Mommy really struggles mm-hmm. with regulating her emotions, right? Yeah. You know, sometimes whenever this wow. situation happened and they're nice. Like, yeah, you know,
wow.
so being able to use it as teaching moments.
Yes.
And then all the time I'm constantly apologizing to my kids. Whereas before it was like, you didn't Your do fault. That.
yeah.
If you didn't do that, I wouldn't have done this. And now yeah. it's like, hey, there's no reason that Mommy should have acted like that. That was mm. wrong of me. Mm. Can you forgive me? And mm. so,
that's so good.
That pours
that's
out awesome. Into them also asking so awesome. For forgiveness. And yeah. yeah. Wow.
All right. I'm going to go down a little bit deeper path here. because you talked about kind of what some of the source of some of this was some things you believed about yourself in the past. Mm-hmm. Believe. I have to perform, you know, to a certain mm-hmm. level of standard. I have to produce. There's some dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I'm sure that caused you to believe some things about yourself. Mm-hmm. What would you say you are believing now about who you are? That's mm-hmm. different. Not that you're perfect.
Yeah.
But freedom comes in knowing the truth and believing the truth.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you are learning to tell yourself, I am not this, but I am this.
Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes. I mean, we've talked about a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an angry mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That God chose me for a purpose
yeah.
to be these babies, mama. Okay.
Yeah.
That He knew I would struggle with these things, mm-hmm. right? But knowing and depending on Him,
mm-hmm.
that's not who He says I am.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
It's good.
Yeah. That I am a sinful person, mm-hmm. right? But He can redeem
yes.
that.
Yes.
And the chaos in our home at that time does not have to be what it looks like for the rest of our time here on
yes.
earth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That He's teaching me how to have joy because I had no joy. I was apathetic. You yeah. talked about in a mm-hmm. sermon recently,
yeah.
disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now He's teaching me that I can find joy even though motherhood is really hard,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, it is way harder than I ever thought yeah. it would be.
Sure. Yeah.
And
sure.
so
yeah.
finding joy, even in the mundane mm-hmm. moments of, you know, making mm-hmm. my kids' meals
yeah.
or
laundry
yeah. or, yeah.
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 yeah. You are not angry mom. You mm-hmm. are not defeated, Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not dysfunctional,
yeah.
Hannah. You are chosen. You are loved.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is at work in
yes,
your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. Just as we're talking, just a couple of verses just came to mind mm-hmm. that I think kind of fit from Psalm 23.
Mm.
The Lord is my shepherd. That is mm-hmm. what you're,
yeah.
you are. You knew that in your mm-hmm. mind, but it sounded like it's becoming a real reality for your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then I shall not want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And He makes me to lie down. In green pastures.
Nice.
Yeah.
it might be your bathroom floor, but that's, that became your green pasture.
Yeah.
And he, lying down to find rest in him is where you have found life.
Yes.
So,
so good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Love it.
Now I'm fired up.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that that's what you call it, is overcoming burnout and finding joy again.
Yes.
That's really, it's not just overcoming burnout, but it is, I want to find joy
in
what I do and who I'm made to be by God.
Yeah.
So,
So good.
Well, thank you.
Love it.
Hannah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Anything else that you feel is important to add to the story today?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
I will. Okay, because there's a verse that I have clung to.
Mm.
And right now, being put on the spot,
I'm like,
okay, therefore I urge you to walk in a calling. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm. Yeah.
Why am I forgetting it?
There you go.
Therefore, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
Yeah.
To which you are called.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
With all humility.
Yes.
And gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
There you go.
And I'm sorry. I'm like,
no,
I guess, here I am like Google telling it, you this is.
That's beautiful.
But I had it for the longest time. I had it on my phone lock screen, right? And it was all about, to me personally, the calling of motherhood, right? And I urge you to walk in a manner, worthy of the calling to which you have been called, right? And so, I was like, man, hey, like there is a way that the Lord wants me to walk and he has called me in this season to be a mama, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so just clinging to him with scripture.
Yeah. That's good.
So good.
Well, I'm always fascinated how God uses our weakness to show himself strong.
Mm.
And that's just one more evidence of that.
Yeah.
Out of the places of our life that we would think there can't be any good that comes from that area.
Yeah.
God meets us there in that place and strengthens us and uses that to show his greatest glory.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
So we don't have to hide those. We can actually be open about those.
Yeah. And it's so freeing to not have to carry that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So good.
Seriously. I know this will be a help to moms today.
Yep.
Good.
And so
absolutely.
If they wanted to find your stuff,
that's what I was going to say.
Where do they go?
Give us the Instagram plug.
So Instagram.
Free to do it.
Instagram is Hannah Kirkman Home.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I do most of my stuff.
Yeah, and would they still find some DIY out there?
No, I mean,
scroll.
They go back.
Scroll,
way back
if
there.
You just scroll way back, way you can go see like DIY Hannah.
Yeah.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but all the new stuff is geared towards mamas, and I have a new, hopefully, the end of December.
Okay.
Another product coming out to help moms, a resource. And it'll be all recorded. Like I'm really excited to do it, but, I might change the name of it, but Systems and Rhythms Playbook. And it's basically about creating order in your home.
Nice.
So you're not so overwhelmed.
Yeah. That's awesome.
In your home. Yeah.
Love it. Well, it's going to be so good.
We're grateful for you.
Yep.
For Kyle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your
thanks.
Children and what God is doing in your family. So
absolutely.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
Well, it's an honor for us.
Yeah.
So thank you again.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us, everybody. And, hope you'll like and subscribe and share and all that fun stuff, and join us even here at Vertical Church Ovilla as we keep lifting him up and living him out.